short talk? Because I'm having a little trouble with the pollen that's out and about. The message from St. Michael today. St. Michael came and I asked him to identify himself. I said, "Do you believe Jesus Christ was born of the flesh?" He said, "I defend Jesus Christ, born of the flesh. You are contemplating God's will. The divine will is a refuge and a fortress. The will of God always comes clothed in love. See that the only way you can fulfill God's divine will is by fulfilling the law of love. You must love God with your whole heart, your whole soul. In this love, you will find the natural progression to love of God's will. When you love God's holy and divine will, you realize that He ordains or permits everything for the good of your soul and for your salvation. Every cross leads to salvation and is allowed only for that end. God alone sees the way the tapestry of each life comes together, as He is the master weaver. Jesus called the will of God His food. Food gives you strength and sustenance. Without it, you perish. Think then with what high esteem Jesus regarded the will of His heavenly Father. You must aim towards this. I will help you." So, in The Imitation of Christ, this is chapter 9, how all things are to be referred to God, our last end. "My child, if you desire true happiness, then I must be the ultimate goal of all your works. Too often your affections are inclined toward yourself and other creatures. Direct them toward me, and they will be purified. If you set yourself as the end of your work, you will soon lose heart and become dry. Refer all things to me, for I have given all. Consider all things as flowing forth from my sovereign goodness, and return all things to me as to their source. From me, as from a living spring, both small and great, poor and rich, draw living water. They who serve me freely and willingly will receive grace for grace. But they who glorify themselves or take delight in anything else besides me will not be established in perfect joy, nor will their hearts be enlarged, but they will be frustrated and confined in many ways. Therefore, do not think you are virtuous, nor attribute virtue to anyone, but give all credit to God, without whom human beings have nothing. I have given all, and I will have all referred back to me, and I strictly require your gratitude for what I have given. This is the truth by which all vainglory is driven away. If heavenly grace and true charity enter into your heart, there will be no room for envy, no narrowness of heart, nor will self-love rule in you. For the charity of God overcomes all and will expand and set on fire the powers of your soul. If you understand rightly, you will rejoice only in me. And in me alone you will place your confidence, for none is good but God alone." That's Luke chapter 18, verse 19. "And He alone is to be honored above all things, and in all things shall He be blessed." Now I have just a couple things to read on union with the divine will. I read them before, but they stand... they are worth repeating. The object of all virtues is to bring us into union with God, in which alone is laid up all the happiness that can be enjoyed in this world. Nor in what does this union properly consist? and nothing save a perfect conformity and resemblance between our will and the will of God, so that these two wills are absolutely alike. There is nothing in one repugnant to the other. All that one wishes and loves, the other wishes and loves. Whatever pleases or displeases one, pleases or displeases the other. That's from St. John of the Cross, and the book is A Year with the Saints. I have one more to read, and this is from St. Teresa. Those deceive themselves who believe that union with God consists in ecstasies and raptures, and in the enjoyment of Him. For it consists in nothing except the surrender and subjection of our will with our thoughts, words, and actions to the will of God. And it is perfect when the will finds itself separated from everything and attached only to that of God, so that every one of its movements is solely and purely the volition of God. This is the true and essential union which I have always desired and which I constantly ask of the Lord. Oh, how many of us there are who say this and who think we desire only this, but wretched that we are, how few are ever to attain it. So that gives us some food for thought. Now we'll sing another song and have some snacks.